Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nollie Van Milligan. Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliment to host Nolivet Mill again. True friend, listen in, let the healing begin. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapped with a KJB, 66 to kill all that noise.
My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, welcome to the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nylivette Milligan. Thank you very much for joining me today. The DYAFN radio program is being sponsored by Gifts by Nylivette LLC. Gifts by Nylivette LLC, where you get yourself a personal professional gift consultant. All you have to do is check us out on our Facebook page, Gifts by Nylivette LLC, or you're more than welcome to contact us at Gifts by Nylivette.LabellaBaskets.com. My special guest today is none other than Pastor James Turknick of Faith and Power Ministries, who is also a city council candidate who is running in District 7. Right now, as always, we have got to get our praise on. Let's start with, I Will Bless the Lord, an old favorite by Byron Cage, right here on the DYAFN radio program.
Bless him. Let me hear you make some noise.
When I was up, when I'm down,
I will bless the Lord.
Whether I'm smiling or wearing a frown,
I will bless the Lord.
I learned how to bless His name.
I will bless the Lord.
I learned how to give Him praise.
I will bless the Lord.
Cause He's been good.
I will bless the Lord.
He's been kind.
I will bless the Lord.
He keeps keeping me.
I will bless the Lord.
Keeping me all the time.
I will bless the Lord.
When I don't feel like doing it,
I will bless the Lord.
I'm still clapping my hands.
I will bless the Lord.
When I don't feel like doing it,
I will bless the Lord.
I'm still involved. Been there before, where you've had to go through trials and great tribulations. But is there anybody that learned how to bless the Lord in the midst of everything? Listen, listen, listen. Through the storm and the rain,
I will bless the Lord.
Through the heartaches and pain,
I will bless the Lord.
But I don't know which way to go.
I will bless the Lord.
You've been there for me right now.
I will bless the Lord.
To give Him glory, to give Him power, to give Him praise. Again, welcome to the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nylivette Milligan, and today I have a very special guest. He is a very dear friend. He is my brother, and I am very proud of him. I absolutely love the way that the direction that his ministry and his life is going right now. He is a dynamic pastor. He is a dynamic preacher. And believe me when I'm telling you, I am not just giving him accolades. I am telling the truth. This man is a dynamic man of God. He is none other than Pastor James Turknick of Faith and Power Ministries. Pastor Turknick, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am. I'm on the line. How are you doing today, woman of God?
I'm fine. I am fine. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is going to be a great pleasure interviewing you, sir.
I am so excited and blessed to be on this radio program, and those that are tuning in and those that are on there, and we have some friends on the broadcast. I know you usually honor the people that are on there, and I know we just talked about how to go, but if you're led to do that, please feel free, and then, you know, I'm just going to go and flow as the Holy Ghost gives me. Amen. I'm so happy to be on the broadcast.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, this isn't about me, Pastor. You know how it is. You know, I'm just the shepherd.
I got you.
So let the Lord have his way with you.
I'm excited.
Me too. Me too.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Oh,
God,
go ahead.
Doing,
I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna go forth, and He's doing some tremendous things. I'm gonna give you my testimony, I'm gonna give you my testimony. My people are from a little place called Brenham, Texas, where they make bluebell ice cream. And my grandma, she had a lot of kids back in the day. They had 15, 16 kids. And so my daddy mm-hmm. was a troubled kid, and he started getting into gangs. But he had a gift. He got one lesson from an old guy named Lightning Hopkins. He was a blues singer. And just one lesson on a Gibson guitar. And my dad went into church. He could play any instrument. But, you know, he kind of had that negative spirit on him to get in the gang. So he's gotten in the gang. So my grandma wanted to get him out of there, and things wasn't good. So they moved to Dallas. My grandfather, they moved to Dallas, and they found a place in Dallas. Well, my dad had a lot of kids, 10. I was a 10th child. And so my grandmama took me in, and she reared me in, and she really coached me. She really helped me. She really spoke life into me. She said I was a king. She said great things to me. And I never forget going to school. I mean, I thought I was going to be the president of the United States. I felt so good because my grandma said I'm a king. But we didn't have a king, but we had a president, you know. So as a teacher, my first grade teacher looked at me and she said, if your dad's not a lawyer, a doctor, you won't be the president of the United States if he's a shade tree mechanic. Well, I didn't know what a shade tree mechanic was. I'm in the first grade, and my grandmama said my daddy was a mechanic, and he had a mechanic shop, but she looked directly at me. And it looked like it was an attack, but I said, I'm not going to be president, I said to myself. And you know, and that left my mind. You know, too many people try to steal your dreams and steal your visions early in life. And so you got to be careful.
Amen.
So my daddy married my mom, and my mom happened, brother happened to be one of the big-time gangsters in the city. If I said his name, you'd be shocked. And so it was just my daddy was kind of started getting out of some of the trouble, but he still had changes he was going through. But my grandmama raised me till she died. Then I went to my dad, I went to my mom's, and I found myself on the streets and doing drugs, selling drugs, doing anything. I was a rough rider. When I was 14, I almost got killed 3 times, 2 guns in my head and 1 shooting at me. And I called on Jesus, and the guns, I stopped the bullets from coming out of guns. He had a plan for me. And one day one of the winos while we were drinking, he said, you don't supposed to be out here. You're supposed to study communication. I thought, oh, this man is crazy. He's drunk. You know, but I went to church that night because it got my attention, and the preacher said, even a broken clock is right one time a day, strike 12 one time. I said, oh, the wino was a broken clock. And he gave me good vision, and I started studying communication and business, and that's all I could get in, communication business. And it's been a springboard to me, and I thought, well, I'm going to be in a businessman, I'll be in communication, and I joined the Army, and I became a high-decorated soldier in the Army, and field sergeant, and staff sergeant, and won a lot of contests and in the Army and did good. But God said, go back to your city, there you're going to be a leader. So I thought I was coming back to be a politician, but he called me in the ministry. So I started working in the ministry, and I started out as a youth minister at a small church in Oak Cliff, right near the Grand Prairie here, Oak Cliff, off of Jefferson. And we were working with these troubled youth, and some of them was going to jail, all kind of problems. But I loved it. So I went and to a bigger church, became a youth pastor at a larger church in Pleasant Grove. And that's how I kind of got in the Pleasant Grove area. And so I became a youth pastor there, and then I became an associate pastor there. And so then I left there and I went to another church, and I was an assistant minister there, and I became the pastor of the church called Love 5C Church. It's a charismatic church. So I pastored there for 2 years, and we were in North Dallas, and then the bishop moved the ministry to Pleasant Grove off of Syene Road and Masters. And so I came back again to Pleasant Grove. God had me there. And so then I started my ministry, Faith and Power Ministry, right there in that building. And the Love 5C Ministry is still going. It's over off of Lake June. And then we started off on St. Augustine, where we've been so many years. Then on St. Augustine and Bruton, we started Faith and Power Ministries, and we started a daycare center there 18 years. We've also started a Faith and Power Ministry north where we started out in Plano, but we wound up at the end of the day at Farmers Branch. It now has another name. One of the daughters that was in the church, she's an apostle, and she's a pastor over it. And it's a thriving ministry. So God has been utilizing me, but my ministry is going out on the streets, feeding the homeless, helping doing outreach, preaching, doing anything that I can, helping children, especially children have been a tremendous degree of change that God has put in me to help children at whatever level. I go to schools, a lot we go to schools, and we talk to kids, and sometimes we'd go every single week. I hadn't went as much lately, and I said I was going back to sign up this year because I hadn't. I saw the counselor there. She said, you need to come on over and come back in school, so I'm going to sign up to go back and just talk to our kids. There's so much ministry out here that people can do. Sometimes we're waiting in the church. I just go into nursing home centers and go places, and I'm telling you, we were blessed to see people get out. That's why I saw my first miracles. Some people have been in meetings with me, and I've been in meetings now all around the world. I've traveled and been on radio and television. I've been on TBN, Daystar, a lot of different AIN networks, and I've seen people get out, a lot of people get healed. But I've seen the bigger healings in the nursing homes and places like that. And so these are doors, are opportunity that people can go in and minister. And you're not always in a church building, but ministry is wherever you at, whether it's school, a marketplace. We have marketplace ministry. We go and we sit down in the restaurant and we minister in the restaurant and we talk about Jesus. And people start coming up, want to know about Jesus, or we start talking to them about Jesus. We've got to get radical in the ministry and take it to another level. Come on, we got to get out of the church wall because Jesus is calling us, amen? And so this is our time, I mean, our time of calling. God is saying that he wants us to pick up and walk and go into another level. God said, do not fear me any longer, for I shall not fail you, but I shall protect you, and I shall take you, and I shall make you great, and your name shall be known among the people. Thank God. I don't know who that's to right now, but glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a word from the Lord. Amen. So don't you worry. Don't you let your heart be troubled. Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. So if you believe in God, and most people say, yeah, I believe in God, Jesus said, well, believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, I am the light. I am the truth. I am the way. It may not be no way, but I'm going to make a way for you. Can I get a witness? And I believe that God's making a way for people right now like never before and causing things to begin to take place that have never taken place before. I believe that God is turning the thing around. It's been like you've been upside down, but God is flipping the script and causing you to come into a new place in him like never before. I believe that the enemy that tried to deceive you is being destroyed and torn down and put to shame because God is about to reveal unto you, Daniel 2:28, the deep secrets of his mind of what's going on in the kingdom. And you're about to do the kingdom business. God got kingdom work for you to do. And no enemy can stop you in this season. And you can't even stop you. You got to press on and trust that God is going to take you into the place of destiny that you was ordained before the foundation of this world to go into. And I want you to know that nothing or no thing is impossible to them who believe. And you're a believer. And God wants you to know today that he got your back. He's not going to let you down. He's going to hold you up. Can I get a witness, somebody? He ain't going to fail you.
Amen.
We sang those songs. He never failed me yet. God ain't never failed you. We come this far by faith, and we got to keep going on trusting in the Lord, trusting that God's going to build us. Come on, somebody. Some of us want our ministries to go forward. Some of us want our lives to go forward. God said, I've been waiting on you. One evangelist said, we was at a preacher time one time, and an evangelist said, God told me to go to the world. And he said, I was waiting on God to send me to the world. And he said, after 13 years of waiting, God said, the world was outside your door. Come on, can I get a witness, somebody? If you'd have walked outside the door and started witnessing, that was the world. See, I've been to Korea. They got McDonald's there. I've been to Mexico. They got McDonald's. I've been to Bahamas. They got McDonald's. I've been to London. They got McDonald's there. See, he told us to go eat, therefore, to the world, take the gospel to the world. He never told McDonald's. He never told Burger King. But we've got to take this gospel to the world, to everyone, not just black people or white people, but Asian people, Spanish, Latino people. We got to take the gospel to the world because that's the charge that God have on us, not just to our family. Yes, we're going to bless our family, but we got to take the gospel to places we've never taken the gospel before. We got to take it to the seven mountains, the political mountain, the mountain of arts. We got to take it to the mountain of education, the mountain of religion. We got to take it to these mountains of business. We got to take it to these mountains that are standing in the way. And you got to look to the mountain. Mountain, be
Now I remove and be cast in the thing, and not doubt in your heart that the words you say and the mountain that's standing in front of you is going to be moved. Trying to get a witness, somebody. I tell you, it's going to be moved. And God's going to cast it down. God's getting ready to take you into a place of destiny and hope and not fail you. For this is the season of success for you, said the Lord. This is not a season of failure, for there is no failure in me. And to them that believe, all things are possible to them that believe. I feel an anointing to destroy the yokes off of God's people right now from every demonic stronghold that's been holding you back. Amen. Fear, doubt, or lust. We're buying up these spirits, casting them out right now. But this is the time for being successful in the kingdom. God said, I want you to be a success. I want you to be a success. I want you to survive. I want you to live. I want you to prosper. I want you to progress. I want you to improve. I want you to come up. This is your season to come up. This is James C. Turkman. I'm excited for being on this powerful radio broadcast. And I'm just preaching a little bit and supposed to be testimony, but God has really done some great, tremendous testimonies that I've seen. I've seen the blind eyes open. I've seen sometimes six or seven people get out of wheelchairs. I've seen tumors go. I've seen a lot of people get off of walkers and all kinds of things. People that can't hear, God opened the hearing, and it's so awesome. I've seen so many salvations. Thousands of people have been saved in meetings. And almost every week I meet somebody, say, I know you, and I'm like, you do? Yeah, it was 25, 26 years ago. We was in a meeting. Oh, and you prayed for my kid, or you did this, or you led me to Christ. Or it's really, okay, thank you, thank you. I don't even remember. And so I'm going to be a little offended because I don't remember them, you know, but come on, you know how sometimes we just don't remember. Come on, amen. And I don't take it personal, you know. I remember, you know, I used to work with Kirk Franklin and Cornell Morrell, and we would do concerts and stuff. And then one day I saw Kirk, and he came up, he was talking to me, he said, you know, pastor? I was like, yeah. And then Donovan, he don't even know who I am. Well, then he sees a lot of people, so I didn't take it personally, yeah, you know. You don't just remember people all the time unless you're personally just connected with them. Amen. We were just doing concerts periodically. Amen. Amen. But see, God is getting ready to move people. He's trying to do something new, especially in the arena that many of us live in. I know some of you may be out of Dallas. Some of you may be in Dallas. But I know for the Dallas Metroplex that God is trying to bring a move of God there to usher in the coming of the Lord to bring a revival. So many people are not preparing themselves for revival. So many people, you know, Facebook is so powerful where you can minister to people. But so many people, and no disrespect against Candy Crush, but there's people on the games and the time slots machines and this game and that game, and they're not taking the valuable opportunity to win souls. They're not taking the valuable opportunity to pray for people. We got to get a mind to get in the spirit realm of God and bring the gospel to the world. We got to get a mind to change this thing, get into a place of destiny that God have ordained us to be in before the foundations of this world. I'm speaking life to somebody that God is going to break you out of poverty and bring you into prosperity. Amen. And God Amen. Is going to bless you in an abundant way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Before we leave the broadcast today, I'm going to pray for God's people, and I'm going to ask God to do something great for his people, because the people that are called by my name, he said, if they humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways, he said, I will heal their land. God's ready to heal your land. That was a word, amen, to Solomon. He promised Solomon to be the richest man in the world. He knew Solomon was going to fail. God knew you was going to fail, but God is ready to pick you up again. And God is ready to restore you and bring you back into the place of destiny that you're supposed to go into. Listen to this, Isaiah, the 60th chapter, verse 1, says, arise. That means to get up. Get up out of the prone position. Get up from laying down. It's time for you to get up and go. He said, for your light has come. The light is from the lighthouse. We sang a song, the light from the lighthouse, shine on me. See, your light has come. Mm-hmm. What light? The light that's in you. And that's why you can say, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. It's a dark time. It's getting dark. People are starting to say everything is right. People are starting to accept anything. People are starting to ordain anything. People are starting to put on anything. They're starting to agree with anything. It's getting darker. But this is the time for your light to shine when it's a time of darkness. Can I get a witness? He said, behold, the darkness Amen. Shall come the earth and gross darkness of people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light.
kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see all they that gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed by fire. Thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee, and the multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries, Midian, and Ephah, and all they from Sheba shall come, and they shall bring gold, incense, and they shall show forth the praise of the Lord. Come on, somebody. God said when they come, they won't come broke. God said in this season, you won't have just broke folk coming to you, but people are going to come to you with gold. They're going to come in silver. Can I get a witness? I don't know about you, but many of us in ministry, we have reached out to the poor, but many of them have never reached back out to bless us. But you know, that's okay. Every minister has to have someone to be a blessing to them. Even Jesus had women that were a blessing to him. Amen. And glory to God, like the woman that took the alabaster box and broke it over his, and poured the oil, a year of wages on him. And they said, why is she doing that? Don't she know it's worth $30,000, $40,000 a year? Why does she do that? She understand that Jesus was worth more than the oil. You got to have somebody to understand that your purpose and your destiny is worth more than what's going on. Somebody that don't mind surrender, don't mind helping you get to the place that you're not going to get there if you don't have those people. And Jesus had them, and the Bible said, ministered on them. When they ministered to them, they gave gifts, they gave things, they helped Jesus because they understood his vision was so important and so imperative and so set aside and apart by God that they got behind him to cause him to become what he wanted to be. Come on. Some people got offended with Jesus and said, go see if he the one. And they knew he was the one. Don't get offended. Don't get mad. Don't let the spirit of the enemy come on you and say, well, I got a ministry. I mean, you know, come on, somebody. We have to just get with the program, amen. And so there were some people that were with Jesus, but when he really started in ministry, they wasn't with it no more. Come on, can I get a witness? They got offended, amen. And so some of them, their own ministry down. They said words like, I must decrease that he must increase. They may not have knew what they was preaching. There are some preachers don't know what they're preaching, but some of them will cut themselves down because they're preaching the truth, but sometimes not always living what they're preaching. I'm just talking. That's all of us. Okay? Amen. And so I just said, we must live and preach the truth and love. Come on, somebody. We must preach the truth and love. And so John was a great man. Amen. When he didn't decrease from his mega ministry, his preaching decreased him. Come on, somebody. He found himself in jail and he didn't know who Jesus was. He knew who Jesus was because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on. Amen. It's real important to stay connected with God and not allow our situation to disconnect us, not allow spirits to get in our mind. See, we got to keep our minds on God because God is bringing a move of God. Bishop T.H. Mason started the Church of God in Christ. He went all the way to California, Los Angeles, to get filled with the Holy Ghost on Azusa and to meet William Seymour. And while he was in there and people being filled, and he couldn't get filled because the devil had him saying, oh, you need to get you a woman and some women in there. See, a lot of times we allow our mind to get off. And he said he had to bind it up and cast it out of his mind. Hello, somebody. So he could receive the Holy Ghost. Come on. And so God could bring him back to this place he was in Memphis and start this big thing that he had for him. Sometimes God's trying to get you into your destiny and get you into your place, but sometimes our minds will dribble on the wrong thing and allow the enemy to take us off course. But I declare this is the season that we will stay focused. Come on, somebody. I declare that this is the season that we will not run away from our destiny, that we will not run away from our calling, we will not run away from our positions, but that we will press on toward the mark, as Paul said, of the high price of our calling through Christ Jesus. And he built the churches of God in Christ. And so Isaiah is the prophet that's speaking in the 60th chapter. And Isaiah was born under the priest, so he was in order to be a pastor of the church. He was in the church, and just like Samuel 12, Isaiah did not know the Lord. He was doing the priest duties and all the work in the church, but did not know the Lord. It's so important that we train our children up and they know the Lord. He knew how to do the work, but he didn't know the Lord. But in the 6th chapter, God visit him, and he said, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the place. and I saw cherubim, angels saying, holy, 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 holy is the Lamb. And we always say the devil is an archangel. The Bible says he's a cherubim in the 14th chapter of Isaiah. And so it never says that he's an archangel. It does say Michael is an archangel. And so it's so important to get the right references and the right word from the Bible, and so we can have the right messages. And so this is what happened. So he saw God, and he knew that God was dealing with him. He said, God, you know, what do you want me to do? And he sent me. He said, but I'm a man of unclean lips, and he might have been cussing, and he might have had some stuff he don't, you know, supposed to say. Can I get with it, somebody? You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Hello. Amen. But God did something unique. He sent the cherub to go up to heaven, get coals out of the fireplace of God, and come down and burn all the hell out of him, burn all the cussing out of him, all the bad things, whatever it was, out of him. And he said, send me, Lord, I'll go. And God changed him from being just a regular person in the church to being a major prophet of God. And he began to write on the unction and an anointing of God, and God began to take him into a new place of glory and began to give him a new story. Come on, somebody. God is going to begin to give somebody a new story. Your story is about to change. Amen. Your story is about to change. It's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same. You're about to get a new story. And so Isaiah is writing this. He's saying that somebody needs to get on up. You know what I'm saying? I think it was James Brown. Someone said, get on up. I can't remember who you said, get on up. Somebody needs to get on up. You've been down. You've been thinking that you couldn't do this. You've been watching everything else, but I declare to you, it's your time right now. And it's your time to get up and take God and get up and do what you're called to do and go 100%. Come on, somebody, because you're going to be blessed as you go. And as you go, you're going to know more. And as you go, God's going to bless you. And as you go, God's going to use you. And God's going to cause you to walk into your destiny. But don't let the enemy get into your mind and deter you off course of where you're supposed to be going. Are you hearing me right now? God said, I've ordained this place for you before the foundations of this world. And I'm not a God that's going to fail you. Can I get a witness? I'm not going to fail you. Because in me there is no failure. And I speak life to you right now. As he spoke, he said, I'm going to begin to open the doors. And as it began to fall, I'm going to begin to cause the blessings to come into you. And I'm going to begin to cause the people to come to you day and come to you by night. And I want to prophesy to you that this is the year of Jubilee. This is the year of breakthrough. This is the year of miracles. And things will happen for you this year that didn't happen last year or the other year. Things will begin to come to pass so fast in your life that you're not going to be able to understand it. Glory to God. You're going to need to God. You're going to be, oh, one miracle after another, one thing after another. Oh, God is going to begin to do for you. And get ready, get ready. You begin to praise God more. Begin to praise God more. Begin to fast and read the word and begin to call on God's name. And you're going to begin to see God loose things that have never been released unto you. Eyes have not seen, ears have never heard. Things that God has stored up and laid up just for you, because God wants you to know you are the apple of his eye. He loves you.
Amen.
And nobody else loves you. God loves you. God loves you. No matter what you've done, he loves you. No matter what you did, he loves you. He loves you, and he wants you. He wants to use you. Amen. He wants to use you for his glory. Some people say that word use, I don't like that. It's okay when God says he's going to use you. When man uses you, they use you up. But when God uses you, he refuses you. He restores you. He restores you, amen, as an eagle. And he will cause you to stay. And I'm declaring in this season and hour that you will be staying, glory to God, and you will be going into a place of death. And I thank God for people that have been touched through our ministry. And I appreciate God for that. And I said, God, hey, I got to do something at another level. We've helped single parents, and we've had so many dinners for single parents, and we've had so many programs for single parents, business programs, helping people start their own business, teaching them going business. We sent so many of them to school for business and for daycare and different things like that, trying to help the community, feed the community, back to school programs for 18, 19, 20 years. All kind of arts programs for young people. This is important. Our young people, our old people, all of our people are important, because it seems like the world has left him out. But God hadn't forgot about those people. God loves people. And if we love what God loves, God will love us more. And I want you to know that God loves you when you do his will. He loves ministers. He loves nurses. He loves good police officers. He loves good people that do his will, good people that serve him, good servants. God loves that because God called you to be a servant. I don't know. I gave that number out. The number you gave me, was I supposed to give that out to other people? The same number? Evangelist?
Yes. I said, yes, sir.
Okay, I gave it out. So I don't know. We may have some people that are also on the line that I gave it out to. I don't know if they'd like to say hello and say hi to you.
Sir, yes, sir. For those that are listening on the line, all you have to do is press the number 1. That means that you're raising your hand, and I open up the line. Talk to us. The telephone number is area code 323-417-6701. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nyla Vet Miller, along with Pastor Jack of Power Ministries, and he has given a dynamic word today. And for those of you that would like to hear his word, all you have to do is come back to DYAFN. You can to the program in the archives, and this is something that can be downloaded to the computer as well. And so getting back with Pastor Turknet, Pastor, you're putting your money where your mouth is, and that's what I love about you. You're not just a talker, you are a doer, which brings me to the topic that you are running for City Council District 7 in Dallas. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, I am. I filed a week ago with the city secretary office. Yesterday, I got finalized. I got put on the ballot, number 5 on the ballot, District 7, City Council, Dallas, Texas. And I'm excited. That is the Southern Dallas, South Dallas, Joppy, East Dallas, Pleasant Grove, Buckner Terrace, and I think it's called Dolphin Crest area. And so I'm excited to be on the ballot to represent some great people like that. These are people that definitely need help and assistance, and just they're good people. And I think if they had some more help, they would do great things. And so I'm elated to have the opportunity. I'm bringing in a program called Rebuilding the South. And my theme is Vote for Me, JT. Rebuilding the South, James Turknet. I'm the man who wants to help come in, rebuild the South, bring in economic renewal, bring in development, homes renewal. We want people to have their own homes. We want schools, after schools, a program. We want to partner with the federal government and all of the programs to make sure that Southern Dallas is built back up again, because Southern Dallas needs to be a place where people want to come to. You know, North Dallas is so built up, they have everything. Well, glory to God, we need the same things in the southern sector of Dallas. And so I'm inviting anyone who wants to help out, whether you live in southern sector of Dallas, you can live in Fort Worth, Redford, McKinney, you can live in Tyler, Texas, you can live in Houston, Texas, Maryland, you can live in out of state. If you want to help out of country, you don't have to. Your vote can be how you help me accomplish this mission. You can do it through prayer, sowing your time, sowing your seed, however, whatever you need to do to help us help the people accomplish the goals, because we want to hear your voice. You might know people in these areas. If you don't live in it, you can help them get out and say, get out and go vote for JT, District 7, James Turknet. He's got a plan. He wants to help rebuild the South. He wants to help economic development. He wants to help the people. And we need to hear from you, and we need to know what you're thinking, and we want you to partner with us. We want to be in this, because I'm telling you, it's a time to partner and come together. Woman of God.
I so agree. Now, Pastor, if anybody wants to get in contact with you, if anyone wants to know more about your running for city council, or if anyone wants to know more about Faith and Ministries, how would they get in contact with you?
Good. They can go on Facebook and Faith and Power Ministries at Gmail. We're on Facebook. Or they can go to James Turknet on Facebook. James Turknet, TURKNETT, public figure. And you can contact me through that way, or you may call Erico 469-618-9588. That's 469-618-9588. And I think I got a new email address that I better give you an old one just to be safe. Or you can email me at Turknet, lowercase, turknett.james@yahoo.com. That's Turknet, turknett.james@yahoo.com. And you can connect with us if you want to write us by chance. I know a lot of people don't, but some people still do. You can write us at P.O. Box 271-634, Dallas, Texas, 75227. It's P.O. Box 271-634, Dallas, Texas, 75227. I don't have the website up. I may have to come back on and give the website out again. Should have it up soon, and things should be running. So I ask for your prayers. I solicit your prayers and your support. And you can go like my Facebook page, the James Turknet Public Figure, like it. And that's a vote of confidence, and we appreciate that. You could do that no matter what area you're in. You can invite other people to go on Facebook and like James Turknet Public Figure, and that'll help us. I think we just went over, that's our first week, just went over 200, and help us get it to 300. This week, maybe 400. And so we need your support in him. And so we believe in God that help is here already. And I just want to help God's people and help all people so they can accomplish the goals that they need to accomplish in life, because I know life is tough. I went into people's houses that don't have sufficient enough heating and air, and people are cold. I went an 89-year-old woman. I stayed there 5 hours, and my feet was froze the last week or two. Froze, you know, just really. And I know her feet was froze. Her blood is thin. She's 90 years old. And I waited till her daughter came. Nobody's there with her. She's by herself. And so we need some servants that will go out and help people. And I went in people's houses. They're sleeping on, you know, those not beds, but those bed deals, the bed mattresses, and they're on the floor, and cold, and they got the plug-in type heaters and stuff, and the house is cold, and they try to stay warm under the covers, and you know, it's very difficult. People are having some difficult times, but I know we can help make this change and rebuild the people and get them out of this situation and help them live a better life. Now, some of them have to be re-educated, because a lot of times money don't help you if you don't know what to do with it. Because a lot of people that are in a poverty situation probably made $1 million in a lifetime, but they may have spent the money incorrectly. So we have to have our minds re-educated and renewed so that we know how to spend the money when we get it. Amen? And so I've been connecting with people that are teaching about how to spend money, and I'm a teacher, I'm a financial teacher, but I was in a meeting just last night, and one of the young ladies said, when she started teaching the class on finances and the budgeting, she wasn't doing good with her money. She was from paycheck to paycheck. As she began to study to find out, she found out that, hey, I'm not doing things right. And so on her way to just saying, okay, I teach, she got herself help. And now she's doing better with money. And she has more of a business mindset now. So you can change education, and I believe in reading. The Bible says study to show yourself approved, a workman that rightly divides the word of truth. That's talking about study the Bible, but not only the Bible, but other things that coincide to elevate and balance your thinking so that you can be successful in life. God wants you to be a success. Not only does he want you to have success, he wants you to have good success. Amen? And he don't want you to be dependent on nobody else or trying to run a game to get some money. No, God don't want that. Get somebody, or I'll live good if I get them. I know God wants you to have everything you're supposed to have. Amen? And so when they see you, they say, wow, that's my queen, that's my king, you know, and God's going to give you somebody that thinks like you, that's successful, also like you are, who thinks like you. Come on, somebody. You're not going to have days of lack. You're not going to have days of need. That's not going to be your portion. You're going to have good days. And like the songwriter said, all of my good days I'm going to outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. So if you find yourself complaining, just stop and thank the Lord. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we would go to the nursing home and remind ourselves that while we complain, go to the hospital and see the people and say, I don't have no reason to complain. Thank you, Lord, for where I am. I may not have everything I want and everything that I need, but I'm okay. I got a roof over my head, food on my table, clothes, God, I thank you today, shoes on my feet, God, I appreciate you, God, and so God is calling us to be very thankful today, you know, very thankful today, and it's such a rewarding experience to be thankful. Yes, I'm running for City Council of Dallas, District 7, and I'm excited to be running in this race. There are probably 7-8 people in the race who are running also. We met yesterday. I met quite a few of them on yesterday, and I'm excited. I believe that I've been called to be the city council. They're all good candidates, but I believe I'm the best candidate for this seat to help the people make change and come out of their comfortability and come into change so that they can have their breakthrough. So I need your prayers, and I need you to get the word out and tell people I'm running for city council. James Turner, no like no page. James Turner, public figure on Facebook. Things are just happening, woman of God. I'm telling you, God is doing it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor, we do have someone on the line that wants to talk to you. They are calling from area code 815-904. Welcome to the DYAFN radio program with special guest Pastor James Turknecke. Who is it that I'm speaking with today?
God bless you. This is Pastor Simmons, Pastor Otis Simmons from Rockford, Illinois.
God bless you. Man of God.
We're blessing
great
to you,
man of
God.
God.
We want to say that we're praying for you and to those there, your constituents there in Dallas, that want renewal in the Dallas metro area, that to choose you and vote for Dr. Turknecke, a man of faith, and we as believers, and we need to really refocus and realize that we need men of God, we need women of God that will represent us. If they represent God, they will represent us right. We know that Dr. Turknecke has the heart of God, and God, we need men of God with a heart, the heart for the sheep and for the lambs of God. And we're praying for you, and we're believing God with you because God is faithful. God is faithful. And I believe that if your community wants change, they'll vote for Dr. Turknecke because he is a man of change, a man of faith, and a man of integrity. It means much. It means much when you're able to hear the heart of God and speak the heart of God to God's people. True prophetic gifts are able to change the course of destiny, not only for an individual, but for a community and for a nation. And if you want change, the man, Apostle Dr. Turknecke, is the man of change. He's been anointed by God for such a time as this. And again, Dr. Turknecke, we appreciate you. We pray for you. And we look forward to talking to you soon. God bless you, Dallas. God bless you, city, your city and your community. God bless Texas. The blessings of God be on the state of Texas and those that have a heart for the people of God. The blessings of God be on you, man of God. The blessings of God. May God richly bless you in your efforts. And we thank God for this space. Thank you so much. For this space.
Amen. I sure
appreciate
this man
of God. Amen. Thank you.
This is a great man of God. You need to have him come on the broadcast. He is powerful and anointed and sanctified, saved. Amen. He's a great educator and teacher and every author, and he's going and he's doing some great things for the kingdom. Amen.
When pastors,
thank you so much,
I am ready.
Amen. You hear that, Pastor Simmons? Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
We're so grateful. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to have a heart for the people. I served for 2 years with the Rapid Reach Out Jail Ministry in the county jail, the satellite jail, and then we also prepared a program for the juvenile detention there here in the city of Rockford. And it was an awesome challenge, not only a challenge, but it was an opportunity to be able to meet the needs of our community. And I say to you, pray for your leaders. Pray for your leadership. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things.
Amen.
When you can't, where you can't reach, prayer will reach. What you can't change, prayer can change. The power of prayer. And if you want a prayer, if you want to be effective in what you're doing, walk in obedience to the word of God and see how God will move and change your nation. Thank you.
Amen, wow. Pastor.
Powerful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm excited
ladies
now.
Gentlemen, I hear anointing. I hear the power. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost is their pastor. Not enough Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yes. When people stand together, when people of faith, people, prophetic people, apostolic people stand together in the time that we live in, things change. Things happen.
Yes.
We're in a time of change.
Yes.
We're in a season of change. We're in a
glory
season
God.
Of change.
Hallelujah.
The blessings of God is on your community.
Have your way.
Bless the name of Jesus. We need change. We
yes.
need men of faith, men
yes.
of power to stand with men that will speak truth and declare truth in
Holy
the time and season that we live in. Glory to God. You have
yes.
to recognize the anointing. When there's an anointing on the life of a man, change can come.
Yes.
Is there. God has sent. Mm-hmm. Oh, God has sent freedom and liberty and deliverance.
My God.
It's me. Thank you. Thank
my
you.
Lord,
thank
my
you.
Lord.
Yes, go ahead, man of God.
Yes, go ahead, please. Let the Holy Ghost have his way, Pastor.
But people have to. The Bible said that what? My people, my sheep know my voice. And if you hear
mm-hmm.
the voice of God, man, you need to vote right. Glory
come
God.
On now.
Don't stay silly and do foolish things and act like something's going to change when you're not doing what's necessary to create change. God has anointed us to bring about a change, but we've got to stand together. Stand with somebody that wants the right thing for you. Stand with somebody that's going to work to have the right thing happen for you that's supposed to be happening. We need to stand. We need to believe. And we need to trust God. God is not going to lead us in the wrong way, and he's not going to guide us in the wrong way. We need to hear. If he didn't have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to this city, to this community. And I thank God. I thank God for the voice of God, and for I believe God is wanting to bring a change. I don't know a whole lot about our community, but I do know the voice of God. God wants to bring a change. God has given hope. God has sent deliverance to your community, but you have to receive. You have to be receptive. And he said, if a man hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God, he shall be filled. God will make you whole. God will turn that thing around. God will change your community. God will change your nation. But you have to.
Yes.
You have to want it. You got to want it. You get hungry enough, you'll go after it. You get hungry enough, then what will you do? You'll seek after it. You'll do what's necessary to make things happen. God has anointed me to make things happen. You ought to be realizing that God created you with purpose to make things happen.
Yes.
God has created you to make change come forth. Anyway, thank
God
for allowing. But I just feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God is moving in your city. God is moving even in the voices and leadership in your community. He that haven't here, let him hear. Thank God for you posting that on Facebook, Dr. Turknet. Thank God for you, woman of God. I just thank God for just being able to share with the people of God and just be in the presence of God's people. And I thank God for you. Yes, ma'am.
Pastor, this be your only time now. You're going to come anytime you get good and ready. Anytime you get ready, Pastor, by all means, pass this way. Pass through this way. Come this way. Because DYAFN, Pastor Simmons, it stands for devil, you ain't fooling nobody. Okay? And this is all about ministry. This is not about okay? I'd rather have one person listening to me getting the word of God than to have 10,000 people having this sugar-coated foolishness that comes across these pulpits. So anytime you want to come by, please, up on by, please, by all means, and bring the anointing with you. Amen.
Well, I thank God for the invitation, and for the record, I carry the anointing with me 24/7. I walk in the anointing.
Amen.
God has anointed me, and I will not try to cover it. I will not try to refrain from the flow of the Holy Ghost. I believe that deliverance comes to the people of God, and God is still working miracles. God is still doing great things. But we as a people of God have got to be able to carry the weight of His glory. Carrying the weight of His glory means sometimes acting like people don't act and doing the things that people of God are supposed to do that everybody doesn't want to do. We've got to be a light to this world, and when we have men that are walking in the light of God, it's not always easy to stand for what's right and say what God is saying. In the season that we now live in, we are in perilous time where men's hearts are waxed cold, not only in the world, but in the pulpits, even in our churches.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole lot of things going on that should not be going, but somebody has to be bold enough to stand up and declare holiness is right and declare that sanctification is right and that we are living in perilous time, and you have to choose right. Otherwise, you spend eternity in hell. Hell is real, and it's enlarging itself every day. When what? God did not anoint whoremongers to minister to the people of God. He did not anoint
lesbians
to minister to the people of God. He did not anoint somebody. Glory to God. God, how can you minister deliverance and bring freedom to somebody when you're yet in bondage yourself? You need to get free. There's a lot going on. God is wanting to give a breakthrough, but there has to be a man that's anointed and bold enough to stand up and say what God says, right? Call holy things holy, call clean things clean, and unclean unclean. Don't call the things that are defiled. Don't call the profane things holy things, because they are not. And so somebody says, he's going all the way. Well, somebody has to be bold enough to stand up and declare the heart of God. God's heart is ripped. God's heart is wrenching. It's time for change. It's time for people. They need to look at people like they're silly because they're bold enough to stand up and say that holiness is right. And it's time out for stupid stuff. It's time out for the people to love God according to the scripture. It's time to what? Obey. People get mad when you talk about obedience if you're not adding favor and blessings and abundance to it. But it's time for change. It's time to stop faking, shaking, and love God with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your might. Stop lying to yourself. Stop letting folk lie to you. Get it in order. You don't have to live a lie. You can walk in truth. You can walk in the power of God. You can walk in the anointing. You don't have to fake it. You can, oh, God, help me. You can walk in it.
Go ahead. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
I'm through. I thank God.
Thank you, God.
But we do. We need people of integrity. We need people. The whole earth is waiting to see men walk in accordance to those scriptures. Somebody said, well, we're trying. Yeah, you try. After a while, you ought to grow up. Been trying for 40 years and nothing changed in your life. That means what? Something wrong. Somebody's not feeding you right. And you said, like, we don't send nobody. Get up out of there, eating rotten meat. You're going to die if you don't change. You
Come
won't
on,
change,
Pastor.
And you been won't change. It ain't no change. 40 years in the same old crazy stuff, and nothing's changing. You're sure to die. It's time to move around. Shake the dust off your feet. It's time to move around. Get something that will cause you to breathe and know that, oh, God, something is about to happen here. It will give you a spirit of expectancy. It will give you hope. It will cause your hope to come alive. When a man of God speaks truth into your we need to know. We need to know what time we're living in. And then what? Just because people are stuck, you don't have to stay stuck. Don't have to stay stuck, and everybody's not playing church. There's a whole lot of folk playing and still hustling and mimicking the anointing, copycatting people anointed by God and all of that crazy stuff. But there are men that love God and carry an anointing. You better recognize.
Amen.
And then, well, somebody that's gone too far, you need to go farther than where you went in order to get where you have not
Amen.
Been. So thank God, Dr. Turknet, I'm going to get off of your, I'm going to get out your square.
Man, hey, I appreciate Listen, I want to appreciate you, man.
And God,
my
so
friend,
good.
He's great
it's
ministry,
so good,
great
man.
Ministry.
It's so good. Yes.
Pastor, thank you so much for that anointed word. We don't have enough of it anywhere, not in the churches, not on radio or anywhere. We need more of that.
That's right.
We don't have time to watch Empire and the rest of those idiots. We need to prepare for the Lord Jesus Christ and get up out of here. You know, so we need more. And Dr. Turknet, please come back. Come back by anytime you would like.
Amen.
Just let me know. Pastor will give you my contact information. And for those of you, and by the way, gentlemen, I did want to stop the Holy Spirit, but we're officially over time on the radio, but we're still going. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my very special guest, Dr. Pastor Turknet of Power Ministries. He will be back.
Bless
I'd like to thank Pastor Simmons for being on here as well. And he is coming back in
yes.
Jesus' name. And we're going to have more
Amen.
And more men and women of God on the radio because the Word of God is the only thing that is going
yes.
to save us, okay? It is going to be the superstar preachers and pastors. It is not going to be all of this other rigmarole, as they used to say back in. There's only one way to heaven, just one, and that is by the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank
yes,
you for
amen.
Joining me, gentlemen. Thank you, everyone. And
yes,
Pastor Turknet, before we leave,
yes.
you said you wanted to say a prayer, and I want to give you that opportunity right now.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Father, I pray for those that are listening to the sound of my voice. Now may the Spirit of the living God that rose Jesus Christ to Christo from the dead move on everyone in the sound of my voice. Bind the devil,
yes.
bind up the
yes.
enemy. Cancel their assignments
yes.
of sickness. AIDS, be bound up. Tuberculosis, be bound up. Cancer, I take authority over you. Spirits of infirmities, be removed. Be cast into the sea. Doubt and unbelief, be gone. Abnormities, be gone. And I decree right now by the name of Jesus that the power of the Lord manifests for deliverance. Break yokes up, God, and give them a heart that they might hear thy voice and a stranger voice they will not obey. We speak blessings upon the people of God, and we speak restoration and the anointing of God that destroys yokes. And God, we give you glory, and God, let somebody be touched and live, be revived. Somebody be healed, set free. They may go and win others to you. And we pray this by the great, immaculate, clean, and strong name, Jesus. Somebody said amen.
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 And amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Turknet. And everyone, thank you for joining me here today.
You're welcome.
We will catch you again next week, same time, same place at 12 noon. God bless you. Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. God bless you today.
God bless you.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nolly Van Milligan.
Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliments to host Nolivet Mills again. True friend, listen in as the healing begins. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapped with KJV, 66 to kill all that noise.